nights I'd often watch you float across the grounds, out the gate to the motorway. What secrets have you found? You had to know I wanted something from you then. Too young to know just what it was, something more than a friend. Is that you at the end, where you play in the street at night? You blow like a broken kite. My girl, you're giving up the fight. Are you gonna dead? But have you got that final chapter written in your head? 'Cause every single story is a story about love, both the overflowing cup and the painful lack thereof. You got the heart of a dove, but you play.
Thank you. times like these you give and give again. It's times like these you learn to love again. It's times like these time and time again.
All right, boys and girls, that was, of course, the Foo Fighters, how we start this show off every week. Welcome to the Giddy Up, boys and girls. It's 2:17 in the afternoon. On this day of Festivus, it's Festivus, the 23rd day of December. We're on the cusp of Christmas Eve, and you are listening to the Giddy Up. I am DJ Pauly B, accompanied by my two partners in crime. Of course, the funny man, Christopher Ridgway.
Hello, hello.
And, of course, our very special guest for this day is the mustache of Medford, the infamous Frankie and Bergamo. Hello, Frankie.
Hey, how you doing today?
Great I'm doing to be much here. Better now Great that be we're here and relaxed and just enjoying this 44-degree weather. Sunny, beautiful here at Tufts University.
I hate to quiver with you. It's 45 now.
Oh, it's 45 now.
It's back down to 44.
But it's still not warm. It's still not warmer than last year. Like Christmas Eve was 65.
Do you remember that? I remember taking my dog out. She's a puppy.
Yes, of course.
I think it almost hit 70,
Oh, man. Well, anyways, welcome to the show, kids. We have this is our Christmas extravaganza, as Chris wants to call it.
It's an extravaganza.
Oh, okay.
Extravaganza.
Anyways.
Because we're extravagant.
So we're going to play some Christmas music, mostly rock and roll Christmas music, which,
I was really hoping.
Kind of goes with our theme. Yeah. We're a rock and roll show.
I was hoping for some Mormon Tabernacle Choir.
You can go into any department store and hear that on a loop.
If you need me, I'll be at Kohl's.
You'll be at Kohl's.
Because I heard women's dresses are half off.
So you guys get all your Christmas shopping done?
Oh, yeah, everything's done, yeah. I did all my, actually still in the process of cooking, so we're going to have
big
festivities tomorrow.
That's what I'm doing tonight.
All the seafood cooking and stuff like that.
Yes, very good.
So, gee, too bad you didn't have a sister who owned a restaurant or something.
I know, we did a Thanksgiving there. It was great. Nobody had to do anything.
But seriously, could you use her facilities to cook? That would be so much easier for you.
Well, I mean,
then you come by, you have a scotch Christmas, with me. Then you drive back.
We do.
I
understand.
Then you come back, have a scotch.
We're doing Christmas Eve at Mom's, though, not at the diner. But Thanksgiving was awesome at the diner. It really was. It was awesome at the diner. Nobody had to bring anything. Nobody had to do anything. They did it. And what a spread they put out. Oh,
good for them. By the way,
it was fantastic.
So I'm doing a lasagna. So I did the sauce and meatballs. Gravy for Francisco.
For gravy.
That's all right. So it's the same, anything.
I did a sauce, meatball, sausage. Yeah. I was going to do brujol.
Yeah.
So I might do that tomorrow. I'll do that.
Brujol.
Yeah.
Brujol.
Managgia the fuzz about seracina. So I'm going to do the brujol, but I don't know if I'm going to do it because we get so much food. But, my mother-in-law really loves the eggplant parm, specifically from the diner, from the wagon. She loves it.
From my sister's diner?
Yes.
Really?
So we're getting a half tray.
Because they said they had a lot of catering going out. Yeah.
So, seriously, you guys need to get your DNA checked because you guys are all Italian.
We do cook good Italian food, don't we?
We do. Cook Italian, talk with your hands.
We grew up in an Italian neighborhood. Yeah. An Irish family grew up in an Italian neighborhood. But I guess it rubbed off on us.
That's how you have good food, right? That's the main thing, right?
Hey, are you saying I rubbed...
Food is life, right, Frankie?
Are you saying I rubbed off on you?
Hey, let's not talk about that on the air.
Yeah, back at the Magic Room in 1976.
We won't say nothing, Chris. We'll keep it quiet, Chris.
All right, so we're going to play some... we'll be right back. I'm going to play a couple maybe rock and roll Christmas songs. And we'll be back and we're going to spin the wheel.
Beautiful.
And see where we end up with. And Chris will do the top 20 songs of that year, whatever the wheel lands on.
I have no idea.
All right.
Okay.
Chris,
cool.
Want to take us out and let everybody know what they're listening to?
Yeah, you are listening to the Giddy Up on 91.5 WMFO Medford, Boston.
All right, kids.
Okay, cool.
We'll be right back.
I'll be home for Christmas. putting up the lights
and finding a Christmas tree. The fourth thing at Christmas that's such a thing to me.
Sending Christmas cards,
hangovers,
rigging up the lights
and finding a Christmas tree. The fifth thing at Christmas that's such a pain to me. 5 months of bills.
Sending Christmas cards,
hangovers,
rigging up the lights
and finding a Christmas tree. The sixth thing at Christmas that's such a pain to me.
Facing my in-laws.
Christmas cards,
hangovers, rigging up these lights,
and finding a Christmas tree. The seventh thing at Christmas that's such a pain to me.
The Salvation Army,
facing my in-laws,
5 months of bills.
Sending Christmas cards,
oh geez, I'm trying to rig up these lights,
and finding a Christmas tree. The eighth thing at Christmas that's such a pain to me.
In-laws.
5 months of bills.
Making out these cards.
Edith, give me a beer, huh?
Well, we have no extension cords.
Finding a Christmas tree. The ninth thing at Christmas that's such a pain to me.
Finding parking spaces.
Daddy, I want some candy.
Donations.
Facing my in-laws.
5 months of bills.
Writing out those Christmas cards.
Hangovers.
Now why the hell are they blanking?
And finding a Christmas tree. The tenth thing at Christmas that's such a pain to me.
Batteries not included.
No parking spaces.
Buy me something.
Get a job, you bum.
Facing the in-laws.
5 months of bills.
Yo-ho, sending Christmas cards.
Oh, jeez, look at this.
One light goes out, they all go out.
And finding a Christmas tree. Christmas, that's such a pain to me.
Stale TV special.
Batteries not included.
No parking spaces.
Oh my God, the bathroom.
Charities.
She's a witch, I hate her.
5 months of bills.
Oh, I don't even know half these people.
Who's got the toilet paper?
Get a flashlight and more fuse.
And finding a Christmas tree. The twelfth thing at Christmas, that's such a pain to me.
Singing Christmas carols.
Still TV special.
Batteries not included.
No parking.
Charities.
Gotta make them dinner.
5 months of bills.
I'm not sending them this year, that's it.
Shut up, you.
Fine, you're so smart, you ring up the lights.
Bob Rivers, The 12 Pains of Christmas. And I think we can all relate to that, if you will.
Yeah, right.
Welcome back to the Giddy Up Boys and Girls. You are listening to 91.5 WMFO in its beautiful city of Medford. I always say state, but the beautiful city of Medford. All the kids are gone. They're gone home.
It's a beautiful city. It's just like, almost like Beverly Hills. That's how you
know. Do you know Beverly Hills was named after Beverly, Mass?
No, I think it's more like West Hollywood.
Or Chelsea, maybe Chelsea.
Hey, Frank, I think your hat's on backwards. Is
it on backwards?
There's no hose in the front. There you go.
Okay, fix it now. The hose there?
Yeah. You got your hose back.
The hose, the panty hose.
Yeah, three hose.
Pimping ain't easy, man.
Panty hose.
Pimping ain't easy.
It's not panty hose, trust me.
All right.
Anyways, like I said, welcome back to the boys and girls to the show. We're going to spin the wheel now for Christopher, and we'll do the top 20 songs of whatever year this lands on. So, all right, let's see where it lands here. Oh, Chris,
1993.
You have your work cut out for you. 93 was a good year for music, though. Very good year for music.
Yeah, I'm going to do my stretching.
A lot of alternative, a lot of, So... You get your list ready there, sir.
Oh, okay. And working on it.
We'll bring you, boys and girls, other than our Christmas music, our rock and roll Christmas music, or whatever you want to call it. If you guys want to hear anything, the number to call is 855-915-9636. Now, see, there's like a lot of, I don't know what they did. There's a lot of numbers here.
915.
All right, Chris.
9636.
Wow.
I'm feeling festive.
Yes. Stick to your day job, please.
Well, Frankie said I'd rather you feeling festive than feeling me.
And the local number is 781-350-3264. I don't know if our weatherman, The Breeze, is calling in today. If not, I'll do it as I've been doing it for the past month or so.
Are you trained?
I am not trained to be a weatherman. I am not a meteorologist by any means, but, you know, I could just say I could probably stay with the best of them because I can just say anything. Yeah. Because I feel like that's what they do. They pretty much say anything. They can be 90% wrong and keep their jobs.
That's true.
It is true.
Yeah, yeah.
So I could pretty much make up anything. So anyways, that'll be in the about the 3:30 hour. And we're going to play some Christmas songs. You guys want to hear anything, guys? Give me a shout. Give me a text. Give me and Chris, even Frankie, me and Chris anyways, because Frankie doesn't have his machine in front of him. So it is a Festivus miracle. How did you do that, Chris? I didn't even put you on.
It's a Festivus miracle. Hold on.
Go ahead. Do it. And by the way, boys and girls, it is Festivus. The 23rd.
It's a Festivus miracle.
There you go.
There it goes. Miracle.
So for all of you that don't or have never watched Seinfeld, then you haven't lived, I must say.
Hey, happy Festivus, everyone.
It is Festivus, and that means what you do is you put up a aluminum pole, mm-hmm. and you have a meal of any kind of beast, and and before the meal, what you do is you have the airing of grievances, which you tell the people how they've disappointed you throughout the year, and and then after that it's the feats of strength. So I believe we're going to do that here today. In the studio, although I wish we had what is it called, the Facebook Live, the live feed. We've been trying. We're gonna still keep trying, but if not, Christopher is gonna be taking pictures and posting on the Giddy Up page. So go to the Giddy Up page. You guys want to see us in our silly, ugly Christmas sweaters and our Santa hats? Because we we are. All decked out.
This thing itches.
We're decking the halls.
The nice pictures there, yeah.
You should see my underwear. Anyways, okay, so 93. What? All right, I want to wish everybody as well as a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. And I don't.
But out of that.
Happy holidays, I guess, for all of you that are real touchy about about Merry Christmas. And of course, Hanukkah starts tomorrow. So to all my Jewish friends, yep. And we have quite a few that listen to the show, I want to wish you a very happy Hanukkah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. How long is that? 8 days? Or is it 12? How long is that? I don't know.
A couple days.
Maybe.
Well, any Jew wants to call in and give us...
I don't know, Alex. I'll take famous titles for 1,000.
I think it's a couple of days.
I'll take...
8 crazy nights. Eight nights.
I'll take the rapist for 400. That's therapist. The therapist.
Yeah, yeah. Ape tit.
The rapist.
Ape tit.
That's therapist. All right. Anyways.
That's a petite déjeuner.
All right. So I take a quick break and let Chris bring up some 93 music for our... countdown. Are you going to do 20, Chris? Or are you going to do 10? It doesn't matter.
I might do 500. Who knows?
No. I don't think there was 500 songs out in 93. All right. Anyways, thank you, boys and girls, for listening in. And stay tuned for much nonsense. We'll be back with some shout-outs with Christopher. And I want to wish DJ Khaled D... get well. She's not with us today. she was on her way in, and she's very sick. She's got a fever. All her kids and her boyfriend. So I want to wish you all well and get better very quick. And it stinks to be sick around, you know, the holidays. Yeah. It's awful. And hopefully you guys have a great Christmas. And we miss you. We love you. And we'll see you next week. And for myself and Christopher's birthday extravaganza.
The extravaganza.
Oh, yeah, because him and I are 10 days apart, and both Capricorns, so you can expect the...
I'm a Capricorn, too, 13.
Oh, look at that!
Yeah.
We got three Capricorns.
Three Capricorns.
Maybe we'll have Frankie on next
extravaganza. Cool.
We'll do the three boys...
That sounds cool.
...birthday show.
All right, cool.
All right, this is even getting better as we speak.
All right.
All right, so anyways, it's 44 degrees, Chris, in Medford.
It should be.
It is.
In beautiful downtown Medford.
All right, in beautiful...
Outside the former Gilchrist, it is a beautiful crisp.
Off of Route 93.
Right off of Route 93, right by Lakasha's Bakery.
Yeah, Lakasha's Bar.
Where do we have the after party?
Oh, Bocelli's.
Yeah,
we had a cool place.
Oh, great food at Bocelli's.
Yeah, we had a great time that night. Beautiful.
Yes, we did. All right, so Christopher, take us out, and we'll be right back with the shout-outs. Yes.
Yeah, okay, you're listening to the Giddy Up on 91.5 WMFO in beautiful Jingle Bellish Medford.
That's right. And this goes out to all my Jewish friends.
Instead of one day of presents, we get cake. When you feel like the only kid in town without a Christmas tree, here's the fourth list of people who are Jewish. Just like Jesus, Olaf, Punky Brewster, Scott Rudin, and me. Joseph Gordon-Levitt enjoys eating Kugel. So does Stanley Jake Gyllenhaal and the two guys who founded Google. Adam Levine wears a Jewish star. So does Drake and Seth Rogen. Goldberg has a gold yarmulke to match the belty one from Hulk Hogan. We got Scarlett Johansson. Talk about a kosher crush. And if you need a higher voice to turn you on, how about Geddy Lee from Long? We may not have a cartoon with a reindeer that can talk, but we also don't have polio, thanks to Dr. Jonas Salk's heart tune. Jared from Subway. God damn it, a Jew! But guess who's Jewish and can fix him? Love Lines, Dr. Drew! Get on it, Doc! Princess Leia cuts the challah with Queen Elsa from Frozen. David Beckham is the king of soccer studs and also a corner chosen. Ron Jeremy's fully Jewish and so's his footlong buddy. Shia LaBeouf is half a Jew but 100% nutty. It's cool that Santa Claus makes Christmas so merry, but we get two jolly fat guys. Ice cream's Ben and Jerry, both Jewish. From New York to Ironica, get up there, celebrate Hanukkah. Don't mess with the Zohanukka. Let's all get along for Hanukkah. So drink your Jaeger Bobica and smoke your medical chronica.
America. If you really, really want to go, have a happy, 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 happy
S. Santa Claus. Oh, you better watch out. You better not cry. Better not pout. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. Checking it twice, gonna find out who's naughty and nice. Santa Claus is coming to town. He sees you when you're sleeping. He knows when you're awake. He knows when you've been bad or good. So be good for goodness sake. So you better watch out. You better not cry. Better not pout. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town, your town. He knows where you live. He knows that your window's open. He knows what lives under your bed.
Right, Santa Claus is coming to town tomorrow night, so you boys and girls better be good, because otherwise you're getting coal in your stocking. Welcome back to the Giddy Up, boys and girls. It is 2:46 in the afternoon, and it is a beautiful day here in the lovely state of Medford at 44 degrees. It's sunny, No clouds in the sky. Beautiful. It's beautiful here at the Tufts University campus. Anyways, what are we going to do now, Chris? We're going to do some shout-outs.
Yeah, shout-outs. Oh, my God.
It's shout-out time.
Would
you like some shout-out music, sir?
I would love shout-out music.
How about a little Seinfeld music?
That'd be
Since
nice.
It is Festivus.
It is.
For the
it
rest
is.
Of us.
Beautiful.
So, we got a couple new friends.
We have a couple new likes, which is beautiful.
Yeah.
All right.
Couple.
Take it away, Christopher, funny man.
So, a couple new likes. So, first of all, we'd like to thank Marguerite. Was it Margaret?
Margaret. Just say it. Just say it like you're Irish.
Margaret.
She's Haitian, but she understands the Irish culture. she's going
to
be listening.
She's been to a bar on St. Patrick's Day. Margaret, thank you very much for patrolling the streets and keeping drunk drivers off there by being an Uber driver.
That's right.
So thank you so much for listening. And also another new like, Bobby Colburn. Bobby, thank you very much, and happy holidays.
Bobby. Yes.
Yeah. I thought you were waiting for an answer.
She'll answer. Oh, by the way, breaking news.
Yeah.
It's 45 degrees now.
Oh,
it just went up a degree.
Oh, my God. Look at the beach chairs.
Hey, I had to grease God, Mother Nature, I should say. I had to grease her. I gave her a couple hondos, and she brought it up a degree.
Well, you know what? Hey, as long as the sun's out and it's above freezing, it's a nice day.
That's right.
Absolutely. Hey, you know what? If you wake up, it's a good day.
Yeah, it sure is.
Right?
True.
Yep. So, batting leadoff, our usual number one like. Number one giddy up fan, Jennifer Kandorzinski, lead him.
Yes.
Ma and Kim at Malden Trans. Billy Roger.
Bring up.
David Struff, who threatened to come in, but we never heard back from him.
No, we didn't.
No, I would check the rest stops where all the truckers are up and down Route 95. Maybe we'll find them in a glory hole somewhere.
Oh, my God. You went there.
No, he did.
Oh, he did, right. Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah. Once again, he goes by Mindy. Ask for Mindy. Michael Scott Stewart of Brigands. Andy Ferry. Chrissy and Bill at the Chuck Wagon Diner. Not too sure if it's too late to get your Christmas orders in, but I got mine
in.
We got
a lot of catering they're doing for tomorrow. Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. They're shutting down about noon, the restaurant.
Yep.
Because
they have so many catering orders. So if you want, get your order in. It's on New Salem Street in Wakefield.
Yep. And then come by my house and have a scotch with me.
There you go.
If you know where I live. If you don't know where I live, well, keep looking, losers. Christina Atwell, Michael Bobo, the great Chase Carson of the Time Tunnel.
Yes, Chase.
He'll be chasing time tonight between 10 and midnight.
He'll be doing the baby-making Festivus music tonight.
That's right.
Yeah, and I'm going to give a shout-out to his dog, Humphrey, as well, too.
Oh, there you go.
That's right.
Michelle Lingley Kaplis, Tracy McKenzie, Debbie Home Depot, Old School Steve, who liked our recent Christmas photo. So if you want to see what we're looking like today, feel free. Look at our page. We're festival. We're festival. We
are very festive.
We're a carnival act, I tell you.
Yes.
I think so. Crazy crew. Yeah.
Bunch of carnival.
But no cover charge.
Nope.
Oh, it's free.
But the cotton candy's going to cost. Leah Hall in Western Mass.
Leah.
Eddie Riley, Matt Fisher, Danny Martinetti and Steph Cardone here on the station's Thursdays from 8 to 10.
That's right.
With their
Along
show,
with Patty Bend Peppy.
Lounge. Patty Peppy's back.
Who's part of the show, I believe, now, right?
I didn't hear her last time.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But she told me that she was back on as part of the show.
Yeah. Well.
So it's Danny and the two girls, which makes sense.
It's
an inverted sandwich.
Oh, he's like Tony Orlando and Dawn, you know?
I don't know about that.
He's going to come in a tuxedo someday, you know, and they're going to put in evening cocktail dresses. The MIA, Captain Wayno Friedman.
Wayno, haven't heard from you in a while.
Give us
a call, buddy.
Yeah, make it a Festivus miracle. Kenny Melanson, Mike Marchese, Seth Black, Danny Rosen, Charlie Driver, Kyle the Bus Driver. Weatherman extraordinaire, Joe Breezy High.
Breeze. Hopefully he'll be calling in at the 3:30 hour.
It will be another
the
festive,
after 3 hour.
Festivus miracle.
It would
happens.
Be a Festivus miracle if he calls in.
Lisa Neville Ambler, Caitlin Hussey, Karen Whitman, Sandra and Doreen.
She's part of the Sampler family. Karen
You're
Whitman.
Kidding.
A Whitman Sampler.
By the way, $18.99 for the big box.
Excuse me? Hey, it's not that kind of show, pal.
Hey, I'm talking about the Whitman Sampler.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah. And feel free not to share.
I know, right? Well, yeah, we seen that in the other day.
We
me
did.
And Chris.
Yep.
We've seen that box. It's huge.
Yeah, I saw that.
How many candies are in that thing?
500.
500? No way.
It's like 10 pounds, isn't it?
No way, 500.
500 is $18.99 carried the
There's
two.
No way.
Is,
well,
I don't
about
know.
30.
There's no way it's 500 in there.
Yeah.
Anybody knows
gonna,
how many
be,
candies are in the big box Whitman Sandler?
You know who would know this?
I said Sandler.
You know
Sampler.
Who,
maybe
who,
300.
No, who knows this? Karen Whitman.
Give us a call here at the station, 855-915-9636, and let us know how many candies, chocolates, and what have you.
What, it's about 10 pounds, you think?
I think it's about 10 pounds.
I don't think it was 10 pounds. I picked it up.
Oh, you can't lift 10 pounds?
Of course I can lift 10 pounds, but it didn't feel...
I seen you lift a Cadillac in 1987.
That's true.
Tom Hanks would like that one in the movie. The box of chocolates.
Oh, man. Yeah, it's like a box of chocolates. Phil Fleming, yeah. Dorothy Abruzzi, yeah. Ebert, or A-Bear. Dorothy, call in with the correct pronunciation. Bob Samantha and Robert Wynn, Mary Canavan. Jim and the kids
from the caravan family. So we get a Whitman Sampler delivered by a caravan.
Yeah,
yeah.
And
that'd
we got cool. Nancy Pringles, Samantha Velveeta. We got all the big brands calling in.
Yeah. Rocco Scali.
Rocco Scali.
Yeah. We never got any Scali bread from Rocco though.
No. Answer this. Is it Scali bread if it does not have sesame seeds? Because I heard people go, oh, the Scali without the sesame
seeds. They make them both with seeds and without.
But that shouldn't be. That should be called something else. To me, Scali bread has the seeds. Don't
Why?
You think?
Sesame seeds on
it. Let's not get into it. Because we just got into an argument when I was playing music over gravy and sauce. Is it gravy or sauce? I say it's gravy if it's brown.
Yeah,
it's sauce if it's red. And I'm sitting across from two Guidos over here.
I'm associated.
And then, well, actually, Chris agrees with me. It's sauce.
It's sauce, yeah.
But of course.
Well, I'm half Anglo.
We got the mayor of Medford over here, you know, straight out of Italy, and he's telling us it's gravy. So that's a. You know, that's an argument for another day.
That's a whole show.
A whole show.
You know?
That is.
You should have a show on that. Let everyone call in and give them.
No music that day. It's just going to be a talk show.
Yeah, that'll be cool.
It'll be a current affairs show.
we'll have some meatballs affairs. That day. I'll make some meatballs.
Ooh, excellent.
Oh, that would be good.
Yeah,
then,
be cool.
You know, then I might call it gravy.
I am continuing with Marcin Kandrzynski, Lisa Marie Kilpatrick. I'm going to give the man sitting next to me, Frankie and Bergamo, a shout out, even though he is here.
Thank you.
Even though he is here.
Frankie, you want to give anyone a shout out?
Here we go. This is for Frankie.
I give a shout out to...
Yes.
Go Guido, go Guido.
Go Guido, go
hey,
Guido.
Get off the Camaro.
No, the Pontiac.
Pontiac, that's it.
The Pontiac, yeah.
Denise Fear, Jenny Hamlet. Mike Fessler, Frankie Philly, Pequenia Crow, Big Jack and Janice, Chet in the number 19 cab, Cookie in the 54 cab, Christina Fantasia, God, the internet's a wonderful thing. Buddy Nicole and Chloe, whoever taught you how to Google should be shot. Bob and Gigi Messina, Irish Eddie, Jen and Rhiannon, Christina Papalato, thank you for the like today.
Yes, thank you.
I can't remember. Did I say Denise Mimolet?
No, you didn't.
Oh, my God, because she's Denise Fioretti Mimolet. She's right.
We have
Frankie.
A very special deal on Monday.
Yeah.
Okay, it's the After Christmas special out in front of the Walgreens in Malden. I'm doing the Malden one now. I'm giving free Mimolets for all you women before the new year. So you can have yourself checked out by me. But Free Mammal, that's
Main Street and 16, that one?
On Route 60, yes.
Okay, very good. 16, okay, sorry, so 16, yeah.
Keep that in mind before the new year. Make sure you're nice and healthy, and I'll see you there with my rubber gloves.
Oh, how do I follow that? Ricky Cummings of the Dirty E, Big Mark, Yehart, Amy DiDomenico, John Abbas Buckley, Brian Scurio, Adam McLean, Bonnie Termarsh in FLA.
That's right. And thank you, Bonnie, if you're listening. That's my stepsister, and she sent a big, huge box of
women's
of oranges and grapefruits. All right, grapefruit. right from FLA, man. You can't beat it.
Oh, sweet.
Those are nice. Yeah.
Yes.
Watch out, pup can fly, baby.
It did. It flew. My nephew last night was because I made Jello shots for tomorrow.
Yes.
I was telling you. Yes. And I have my own little thing that I cut the oranges and grapefruits in half, and I pull out all the inners, and then I fill them with Jello, and then I cut them in wedges, so you can do Jello shots right out off of the rind, you know, of the, and it adds a little cool flavor. Yeah, 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 it's nice. Pretty cool. But he was he was doing one of the grapefruits, and it went right in my eye. He goes, "Oh, I'm sorry. I go, "Pumpkin, move, baby."
Are you going to put some pictures up there on the old book?
Oh, I should,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah, post some stuff.
I will.
Yeah.
I will.
All right, continuing with Elaine, Ivory Allen, Gail Bracken, Russ LeBlanc, Nicole Bisson, Lisa Switzer, Debbie Delish, Gail Snow, Eddie McKinnon, Rocco the Breadman Scally. Joanne Riddle, I am DJ Flex, Charlie Connors, John Pierce, Timmy Clegg, Ramon Lopez, Mike Magnan, Charlie McCarthy, Colleen Shea, Amy Giamacco Mukwin,
yeah,
Paul Rizzo, Jennifer Smith, and the man who said, was it Andrew who said Pup could fly, or was it?
It was JP.
JP, okay. Andrew Brandt.
And JP Brandt.
Yes, and JP as well. We got to add him too. Rebecca Rose Castley. Pam Bridge, Debbie Depot, Chris and Pixie in the 45 bus.
You already said Debbie Depot.
I did, didn't
yeah.
I?
Yeah.
She's on twice. Danelle Santalucia. And just a very, very special holiday, Christmas, Hanukkah shout out
to Festivus.
Festivus. To our dear DJ, Carla Barreto. Carla D will be back with us next week, and also Eric Wilson, a very special,
yes,
Christmas shout-out
and,
as well.
And speedy recovery as well for him and Carla and the kids.
Yeah. Have some soup.
Absolutely. Chicken soup cures all, mm-hmm, right?
Yep, that's right.
Oh, you can get some hot and sour soup.
Oh, that
I love hot and sour soup when I'm sick.
Yeah. The Italian wedding soup.
That's good. Well, I never tried that when I was
you
sick.
You know the story about the hot and sour soup, right?
No, what is it?
Remember when Magic Johnson had the AIDS?
Yeah.
He had hot and sour soup and it disappeared.